Mexican cartel threatens police with murdered woman's body. By Cartel Chronicles on May 15, 2019. Piedras Negras, Coahuila, authorities are looking into the murder of the woman who was apparently killed by cartel gunmen as a threat to law enforcement. The murder took place over the weekend when residents from the Villa de Fuente neighborhood called state police about a body wrapped in a blanket that had a cartel message attached by a knife. Authorities found the body next to a cemetery. Though a cord was found around the dead woman's neck, the apparent cause of death was a gunshot. Coahuila law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart News that cartel gunmen used a knife to stab a handwritten note, claiming others who cooperated with authorities would meet the same fate. The note was signed by the faction of Los Zetas called Cartel del Noreste, CDN. Investigators revealed to Breitbart News that the victim had an arrest record for drug offenses. The woman's murder took place at a time when the border cities of Coahuila continue to see a dramatic spike in executions carried out by the CDN. The CDN is the criminal organization led by the narco-terrorist Hector Raúl El Tori Luna Luna, the same cartel boss behind the 2008 grenade attack on the U.S. consulate in Monterrey and the man ultimately responsible for numerous beheadings and dismemberments in Tamaulipas, Nuevo León, and Coahuila. The content of the message is identical to one recently left in Ciudad Acuña, just south of Del Rio, Texas, where gunmen left a severed head next to a poster board. Editor's note: Breitbart News traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by J.M. Martinez from Coahuila.